Jersey. She says the most common and most toxic tree for horses is the red maple.
Especially if, say, in a storm, a limb gets blown into the horse's pasture or the field, the leaves start to wilt, and the wilting process is actually what makes them toxic. But the other thing that makes them desirable to the horses is they also get loaded with sugar, so they are very sweet, and horses don't know not to eat them until it's too late.
Other maple species are also toxic, just not to the same degree as the red maple, but Williams advises keeping your horses away from all maples. Keep cherry trees at a good distance too, especially the black cherry. Also avoid oak, black walnut, and black locust. Make sure these trees are several feet away from the fence line and take broken branches out of the pasture. Usually, eating the leaves is what makes a horse sick, but in the case of black walnut, the shavings are a problem too.
If black walnut shavings gets into your horse's bedding and the horse stands on it, they're not even quite sure the mechanism, but only 20% black walnut in bedding can cause laminitis. So I always recommend if people are going to a sawmill to pick up their horse's bedding, they need to be 100% certain that there is no black walnut in there.
A horse that's eaten from a toxic tree may have digestive upset, depression, dizziness, and stumble around. Learn more about trees that can affect horse health at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day on the witness stand for Stormy Daniels in Donald Trump's hush money trial as another case hits a roadblock. ABC's Aaron Katursky's covering.
Trump's trial over his handling of classified documents is indefinitely postponed. Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, has spent months considering legal questions without ruling on them. And she said she needs more time to resolve myriad and interconnected issues. The New York case charging Trump with falsifying business records tied to a 2016 hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels may be the only one that reaches a verdict before the election.
A Georgia appeals court also agreeing to hear Trump's arguments in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. That means a significant delay in that trial as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson surviving a move by a handful of hardline Republicans in the House to kick him out of the job. He stays with the help of the Democrats. More severe weather is on the way. Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee in line for it throughout the day. This is ABC News. The former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty in a $17 million fraud case. Epe Muzihira stole millions from Ohtani to cover gambling debts. The hunt around Santiago for two people is on. They opened fire on a home with rifles in San Antonio, leaving several people, including children, badly hurt.
The attack does not appear to have been random.
There was some text messages flying back and forth between at least one of the victims and somebody that we're considering a suspect.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says the gunman stepped out of a car and fired around two dozen shots with high-powered weapons.
I mean, they just Swiss cheesed the front of that house.
Leaving five people, three of them under 10 years old, critically hurt before speeding away. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Big fight over the last place that Marilyn Monroe called home. The owners of the mansion, one of L.A.'s most exclusive areas, want to tear it down so they can expand their own home, which is next door. But they say the city is illegally blocking their demolition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school.
or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to gradually clear out as we take you through the day today. Some sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high 63 with wind north to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine and isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible with a high near 70. We are heading full on into barbecue season. And if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A resolution of support for UW protesters failed to pass in Madison Tuesday night. Madison City Council deadlocked on a resolution that called on UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin to allow the encampment on Library Mall to continue, so it failed. The resolution was just a symbolic move and not any sort of mandate. President Joe Biden touted Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment to build an AI data center on the campus of the failed Foxconn project near Racine. Biden was in the Racine area Wednesday, which was his fourth campaign visit to Wisconsin amid a tight race with former President Donald Trump. In a new survey, again ranks Wisconsin worst in the nation for Black American residents. A study from 24/7 Wall Street showed the median household income for Black individuals in Wisconsin, as opposed to white households, is the widest income gap among all states. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Clifton Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Emily Vaughn of River Falls was traveling westbound on Highway 29 when she collided with a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Heather Vassar of River Falls. Vassar was attempting to turn left from Highway FF onto eastbound Highway 29 when that accident happened. Vaughn was transported to Regions Hospital, while Vassar was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. With the Tarrant Park Pool under construction this summer, Durand area parents looking for swimming lessons for their children can go to either Mondovi or Wapasha. Mondovi will have lessons available August 5th through the 8th and August 12th through the 15th. Registration for those lessons are due by May 24th. Contact the Mondovi School District to register. In Wabasha, lessons will be available July 8th through the 12th and July 15th through the 19th. Registration is also May 24th. Contact the Wabasha City Hall for more information. A Houston, Minnesota man was arrested after a pursuit in Trempealeau County Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a deputy attempted to stop 55-year-old Scott Coxworth for speeding near Highway 53 and 93 and Highway 54. Coxworth failed to stop and continued into La Crosse County, reaching speeds of up to 95 miles an hour. Holman police deployed spike strips, and Coxworth attempted to continue with deflated tires, but was stopped on Highway OT in La Crosse County. Coxworth was then taken into custody. Western Wisconsin's power company is moving ahead with a new non-solar power plant. Xcel Energy this week began work on a new $244 million generation station in Wheaton.
The idea is to replace the plant's old and outdated turbines and generators with new, much more efficient ones. Xcel says they need the new power plant to produce energy on the days when wind and solar isn't enough. Xcel's new power plant will be able to run on both natural gas and fuel oil, but the company says it will be 90% more efficient than the power plant that it's replacing. Add these two to Wisconsin's lists of specialty license plates. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation yesterday unveiled new suicide prevention and spay-neuter adopt plates. As with all specialty license plates in the state, money from the new plates will be donated to specific charities. The plates will cost you an extra $15 plus a $25 donation to charity. You can have them personalized for an extra $15 more. Wisconsin already has 55 different specialty license plates available. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Vice President Kamala Harris is becoming a regular visitor to Wisconsin. The vice president's office yesterday said Harris will campaign in Milwaukee next Thursday. It will be Harris's fourth visit to Wisconsin since the beginning of the year, a sign of the state's critical importance in a bid for a second term for the Biden administration. The visit is part of the Economic Opportunity Tour. Harris is expected to talk about Bidenomics during the visit. An audit of diversity, equity, and inclusion practices at state agencies in the UW system will move forward. UW President Jay Rothman Tuesday told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that he's not clear on exactly what will be audited and that the UW's primary mission is centered on student success. Rothman says that the system, quote, will be transparent about it, and if the audit can help make us better, God bless it, unquote. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had promised the audits to help root out DEI programs in state agencies after reaching an agreement with UW to redefine DEI positions. Tuesday's 6-4 committee vote to approve the audits was along partisan lines. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a bill aimed at increasing transparency and fairness in the ticketing industry on Tuesday. Dubbed the Taylor Swift Bill, it requires ticket sellers to disclose the full price up front, including fees, and prohibits speculative ticketing and deceptive practices. Authored by Representative Kelly Moeller and sponsored by Senator Matt Klein, the law is set to take effect January. The inspiration for the bill came from Moeller's personal experience trying to purchase tickets to a Taylor Swift concert last summer. Despite some opposition from industry groups, the bill did receive bipartisan support and was hailed as a win for consumers and local businesses alike. A former Mayo Clinic doctor accused of killing his wife may have been looking for a new relationship before her death. Investigators are asking for permission to search Connor Bowman's electronic devices in search warrants that were filed in Olmsted County District Court. Bowman was charged with first-degree murder after his wife Betty died last August. The search warrant request indicates that Bowman may have been telling women he met on a dating app that he was already a widow before his wife's death. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for June 11th. There is now only one county in Wisconsin free of the Emerald Ash Borer beetle. WJFW reports that the beetle was found in Washburn and Taylor counties. That leaves Burnett County in far northwest Wisconsin as the last place the invasive beetle hasn't spread. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources had ended its statewide quarantine on moving firewood last year. Experts say once a beetle is in an area, it's only a matter of time before all the native elm trees are killed by the pest. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A Wisconsin couple is now facing charges after allegedly having sex at a county jail lobby. 28-year-old Desmond Cleveland and 67-year-old Karen Hill were caught doing the deed in the waiting room of the Waukesha County Jail last week. Both are charged with disorderly conduct. Hill admitted to having sex, and deputies say she told them, quote, "sex happens," unquote. Waukesha County doesn't have a loitering ordinance for the jail, and there's no specific ban on sex in the jail lobby. So disorderly conduct charges are the best that prosecutors can do. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum invites you to Prairie Days, a 50th anniversary cast reunion of Little House on the Prairie, May 10th and 11th at Villa Belisa Winery Pepin. Cast members attending include Wendy Lou Lee, Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, and more. Have dinner with the cast May 10th at 6:30, and there's also a VIP breakfast with the cast May 11th. For ticket information, visit eventbrite.com and search for 2024 Prairie Days, Pepin, Wisconsin. It's Prairie Days, May 10th and 11th in Pepin.
Celebrate mom with the Cottage of Durand. The cottage has beautiful outdoor plants and planters, hanging baskets, fresh flowers, candy, and jewelry that will make mom feel extra special this year. Call the cottage today to pre-order your arrangement so it can be reserved for delivery or picked up before Mother's Day. The cottage is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Fresh flowers and candy on any budget from the cottage, downtown Durand.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are getting ready for Game 3 of the Western Conference semifinals. The Wolves will host the Nuggets at the Target Center tomorrow night when Minnesota won both games in Denver to take a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. The game tips off at 8:30 tomorrow night. The Minnesota Lynx wrapped up preseason play with an 83-77 win over the Washington Mystics. Last night, Nafcia Kolir had 15 points to lead Minnesota, while Courtney Williams finished with 13. Minnesota will begin the season with a road game against the Storm on Tuesday. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are adding a seasoned veteran to their backfield. Michigan State running back Jarek Mangrum committed to Minnesota yesterday. He spent 2023 with the Spartans, but has also played two seasons with both Colorado and South Florida. High school baseball from yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the Darylin Conference yesterday, Alma Pepin, they defeated Cochran Fountain City 11-8. Girls softball from yesterday in the Darylin Conference, Blair Taylor defeated Whitehall 15-2. High school baseball today on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in the Darylin Conference, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Augusta, Whitehall hosting Oliva Strum, Independence Gilmanton at Pepin Alma. That game to be held at Pepin High School. Melrose Mindoro travels to Gay Electric Trempealeau. In the Dunn St. Croix, Glenwood City hosting Boyceville, Elk Mound at Mondovi, Plum City Elmwood at Colfax, Durand, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley. In the Middle Border Conference, Amory at St. Croix Central, Prescott hosting Baldwin Woodville, Ellsworth at Osceola, Altoona travels to Somerset. Girls softball today, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at Augusta, Blair Taylor hosting Alma Center Lincoln, Independence Gilmanton is at Pepin Alma, that game to be held at Pepin High School. At the Dunn St. Croix, Elmwood Plum City at Colfax, Durand, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley, Boyceville will be at Glenwood City and Mondovi hosting Elk Mound. Middle Border Conference softball today, Amory at Altoona, Baldwin Woodville at Somerset, Osceola is at St. Croix Central. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer, you're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts SHOW to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text SHOW to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text SHOW to 200-300 now. Text SHOW to 200-300.
The Royals grabbed the rubber game of their series with the Brewers, winning 6-4 on Wednesday in Kansas City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Joe Ross allowed 3 runs on 3 hits in 5 innings and took the loss. Gary Sanchez homered. Bryce Turang had 3 hits in the defeat for the Brewers. They'll open a 4-game home series against the Cardinals tonight at AmFam Field. Brewers activated Christian Yelich from the DL yesterday, sending Tyler Black back to the minors. Yelich missed 20 games with a sore back.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the side. Sidelines and watch. You know, it just still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Denver's Nikola Jokic ran away with the NBA MVP award, winning it for the third time in the last 4 years. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo finished fourth. After suffering a calf strain late in the season against Boston, he never made it back for the playoffs and said it'll be a while before he's 100%.
The day of game 4, in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 40%. I'm like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
Packers running backs coach Ben Sermon will enter the season without Aaron Jones for the first time since 2017. He admitted yesterday Jones' departure was tough and was asked if he's been in contact with a fan favorite since he left for Minnesota.
After everything went down, you know, I had opportunity to talk to him, and we both, you know, expressed, you know, how we felt about each other. He understands, you know, it's a business, wished him well, and obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, seeing each other, you know, twice a year, you know, and I jokingly said to him, I said, we're not going to get the Dallas treatment, are we?
Mark your calendars. The NFL said yesterday they will release the full NFL regular season schedule on May 15th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Forecast for today, cooler and partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, highs mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with a 70% chance of showers and storms, highs upper 60s. Saturday, sunshine, highs low 70s. Clouds across the region this morning, Pepin 56, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson at 55, Mondovi 53, Plum City 52, O'Galley 51. Clouds and 52 here at WRDN with Phil Vassar. And that's When I Love You. It's 7:23.
When you hear you stop and laugh out loud, when you're falling fast asleep, you're in the middle of a crowd. When you're lying close to me, when I hear you softly say my name, when you're high and when you're low. You don't need me to explain, she already know. Talking on the phone, a million people all around. When you're all alone, when you're near or you're far, you're in my heart. No matter where you are, that's when I love you, when I need you, when I care about you. It's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. Every day I find another reason, every season we go through.
To New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last baby mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. Got a in this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching them. It's about to break ground. Why you shooting all my baby names down? As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. We were gonna give up on the fast life. Have a couple babies, raise them up right. Take them to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo. Toronto, God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sam Hunt, Outskirts, 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good Thursday morning, and coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, at about 9:10 or so, we'll be chatting with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. So we'll talk with the mayor on that here coming up again at about 9:10. Reminder, today you're going to be hearing booms at times, once an hour, throughout the city of Durand, as the 2nd Minnesota Battery of Light Artillery fires their cannon. Yep, the Pepin County Heritage Center having their Civil War Living History event going on today. It's going to be starting at about 9 o'clock. This is going to be for Pepin County Junior High School students. So they're going to be bringing in a lot of kids here into the downtown over at the old courthouse. They're going to be going through all of the different stations, this, that, and the other thing. And part of that is the kids get to see the big cannon shot off. And with the new location here, I'm so close, I can always sneak out every hour, once an hour, and go watch them shoot it. So you're going to hear the booms. Now, this is going to also be opened up to the public as well, starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But because of all of this going on, around the Courthouse Museum, around the post office and that, there are some parking restrictions and that sort of thing too. So there's going to be a lot of extra traffic, a lot of extra people and this, that, and the other thing here in the Courthouse Museum. So keep that in mind throughout the day today. But tell you what, so you're going to hear the boom every now and then, at least once an hour here. I think they start at 9 o'clock with the kids. And so maybe the first one might be like right around 10 or so. So just keep that in mind throughout the day. But it's going to be a fun day for the kids. If you haven't checked this out before, I've gone to it the last few years. I won't be able to today. As we're getting ready to head to Sheboygan for Rhonda's graduation as she's getting her master's degree. And so we're getting ready to go do that. Dave DeLort will be filling in, by the way, tomorrow morning. But this is a really neat event. And if you've never checked it out, you definitely want to check it out. Again, it'll be open to the public starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. There could be some raindrops, though, for everything going on today. We'll have details with our forecast coming up.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Olsen Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. Olsen Farm Greenhouses are open, and the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Don't wait. Get to Olsen Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olsen Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olsen Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Forecast for today, becoming partly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers this afternoon. We'll have highs mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, cool, could even see some frost, lows upper 30s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs upper 60s. And for Saturday, beautiful day, sunshine, highs low 70s. Clouds cross the region this morning. Pepin 56, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson 55, Mondovi 53. Plum City 52, O'Galley 51 here at WRDN. We do have clouds 52 with Montgomery Gentry, and She Couldn't Change Me. It's 7:39.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke-down boots. She wanted her real cowboy. It was a phase she was going through. Not one week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle. changed her mind when she couldn't change me. She changed direction, headed out west. Changed her tune to some hip hop mess. Her dark brown hair went to blonde, and her pretty blue eyes went to green. She changed everything when she couldn't change me. Sitting beside the ocean, looking out at the waves, watching how they keep on rolling, but always seem the same. She called and said she'd been thinking about all those quiet country nights, and whatever she thought was so wrong with me suddenly seemed alright. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls when her truck pulled into view. She said, I changed my mind when I couldn't change you. She changed direction, headed back home. She changed her tune, it's all Haggard and Jones. Had her dark brown hair pulled ever seen. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. She changed direction, she's back in my arms. Guess when you love someone, you just gotta let it be. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. Yeah, yeah. She changed it all when she couldn't change me. She couldn't change me.
Around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your.
Off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. I'm
tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. For taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nate Smith and Bulletproof 751. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, Prairie Day is coming up tomorrow and Saturday in Pepin. It's the 50th reunion of cast members from Little House on the Prairie, and that's going to be at the Vela Beleza Winery and Vineyard in Pepin. This is all with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum as well. Tickets are still available, eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. And do a search for the 2024 Prairie Days in Pepin. Well, you know, the emergence of the cicadas is happening really loud. All of that, you know, in some respects, kind of creepy with all of those bugs emerging. They're also tasty. Joseph Yoon of Brooklyn Bugs tells the New York Times, he uses whole cicadas in place of shrimp in his recipes and says they have a mild woody flavor from slowly growing underground. Oh, yummy. No, thank you. Another chef from Chicago says the bugs are high in protein and contain fats, carbohydrates, and a number of organic compounds. Yoon says he's an edible bug ambassador and tours around the world to share the potential of edible insects. No, 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 and no.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious?
Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus I was singing right along with it. I don't know. Felt good on my lips. Oh, 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 I wanna go crazy. You can go crazy too.